Hello, we're reading from the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 57 in the writings of Baal HaSulam. It's also in our study materials, so introduction to the Book of Zohar, 57.
Right, but let's read item 56 and then we'll take it from there to 57 and so on. Otherwise, we won't have the good entry into what he wants to explain. So let's go and let's hear and ask questions. And the material is very important. It gives us a general view on the whole of creation.
56. You should know that all the Neran Chai we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole existence, even in the smallest item, in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five qualities of Neran Chai to attain, which are related to the five general qualities of Neran Chai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiya except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to his stature. One, he should engage in Torah and Mitzvot with intent in order to receive the level of Ruach according to his stature. Two, he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature in the order to receive the level of neshama according to his stature. Three, and the same applies to the tamim, the flavors of the mitzvot, commandments. For it is impossible to complete even the smallest light of kedusha, of holiness, without them. 57. Now you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is because even the servants of the Creator have abandoned the engagements in the secrets of the Torah. Maimonides has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walks along the way, and there is at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the right path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the matter before us. If the servants of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from Ein Sof, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way, that they would not fall. But if even the servants of the Creator have distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no wonder the whole generation is failing because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот по поводу 56-го пункта.
Yes, dear Rav, in 56, we read that we correct ourselves to get the quality of Ruach, the Nefesh, the Neshama, and the flavors of the commandment. What are they?
How is it possible to explain to you what it is if you haven't tasted it? It's all sorts of forms of attainment, different forms of attaining the actions of the Creator.
But he just writes that you have to engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to receive Ruach. Now we're engaging in the Torah, as much as I understand. What should be the intention to receive Ruach?
We aren't yet engaging in the Torah. Torah means that we receive the light that reforms, which works between us. Let's say, like we discussed in the previous part of the lesson today, how we enter the Ibul, that we demand the upper light to take care of us, to strengthen us, to organize us in such a way that we become as one man in one heart. And then accordingly, we will advance. So if we engage in organizing ourselves in a single system, then we will merit, first of all, the aspect of Ruach. And that's it. After we establish our system, and then we have our system and we feel it on the level of Ruach, we can then enter more deeply into what is the kinds of connection between us, what happens there inside our connection. Then, accordingly, like he writes to us, we need to engage in the secrets of Torah according to its value. This is the neshama, and then chaya and yichida. So it's all about the advancement in the forms of connection between us. We can't say more than that now, because it depends on what we attain and how we receive it, how we understand it, feel it. The wisdom of Kabbalah and generally the Torah is very practical, very much to the point. It's only attained to those, it's only understood by those who attain it. And those who don't, why do they write it? And why do we disseminate it? In order to convince people to develop, and through your actions we know you. That's the rule.
How can we describe in simple words the degree of connection that we have to aspire towards?
That we're happy that we complement each other and all of us together become one body. The upper light that comes to us really connects us and makes us one thing, one system. And in that system, we ourselves begin to work towards the Creator, and the Creator begins to work through that system upon us. PT 18.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Yochai.
I need your help with something.
Please.
Teacher, Atzilut is in them. The deficiency of the others is there. That's where all the zivugim and the corrections are.
Yes. Yes, Atzilut is already complete spirituality, which is therefore called Atzilut, from the word Etzlo, which means in his domain, in the Creator's space, in Galgal Ta'anayim, vessels of bestowal.
So everything that's revealed in Atzilut, we have to take it above reason, everything?
Yes, of course. All right. PT 5.
Rav, Baal HaSulam here in 56, he starts speaking from the importance of the goal, that the most important thing is to accept the Ruach, that we want to keep ascending. As we say, that the importance of the goal and Dvikut, adhesion, comes first. And then in number 3 he said that the flavors of the mitzvot, that's the easiest, more than the secrets of the Torah. Then in 57, he says, and I can't elaborate on this. So he can't elaborate the whole failure of understanding this. On the other hand, he elaborates on a lot of other places, like in the article, Time to Do So. What's important for us? What's the first step that is right for us for disseminating this wisdom?
To disseminate or to understand it?
To disseminate, to pass it onward.
To pass it onwards. I don't think that we need to talk about these things to everyone. It will only confuse them and reject them from the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is just for us. Those who want to enter, as we discussed, conception, which is the most important, and the first entrance to Ibul conception is the hardest. So we have to try to do this action. That's all. Only to ask that the Creator will guide us, connect between us, organize us, give each and every one and all of us together guidance. And for that, we need to do what's up to us, to connect between us, to study, to pray, all of that. All right? Okay. So, Italy 1.
Rav, questa immagine del gruppo di ciechi che segue il vedente mi fa pensare a noi che veniamo alla lezione del mattino.
This example of a group following the smart one, the blind following the smart one. So it's like us, that we're following you, and we see how you explain the excerpts. But about the ten, who is that wise one standing at the head of the ten?
The whole ten. The whole ten, which connects, and then it has, through its connection, it has connection with the Creator, who bestows to them, and they together feel, they have to feel, how the Creator accompanies them, guides them, carries them. They'll feel how they have to go through one state through another. Let's go.
58. I do know the reason. It is mainly because, one, faith has diminished in general. Two, faith in the holy ones, the sages of the generations in particular. And three, the books of the Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation on the writings of the Ari, and now on the Zohar, and I have completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything, that it is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image above space and above time, as the readers will see, to allow the whole of Israel to study the book of Zohar and be warmed by its sacred light. I have named the commentary the Sulam, the ladder, to show that the purpose of my commentary is as the role of any ladder. If you have an attic filled abundantly, all you need is a ladder to climb, and then all the bounty in the world is in your hands. But the ladder is not a purpose in and of itself. If you pause on the rungs of the ladder and do not enter the attic, your goal will not be achieved. So it is with my commentary on the Zohar. For the way to fully clarify these most profound words has not yet been created. Nonetheless, with my commentary, I have constructed a path and an entrance for any person by which to rise and delve and scrutinize the Book of Zohar itself. For only then will my aim with this commentary will be completed.
Questions. Moscow 3.
Раф, что означает греться в святом свете?
What does it mean to be warm in the light?
To use the light in order to advance, so that it will influence my qualities and correct them and raise me in the spiritual ladder. Latin 8.
Querido Rav, nuestra decena nos pregunta
del
punto anterior 57.
¿Quiénes son los siervos de asking about 57.
Y traer la luz completa de
who are those blind ones that have to engage in the Torah and draw the complete light from Ein Sof? And how can we prevent the generation of falling?
Well, that's kind of related to the state of modern society and politics and so on, and so I don't want to really get into that. In short, it all depends on the leaders. If our leaders are wise and good, then they lead us to the general correction, the final correction, the complete redemption out of our great egoistic desire into a will to bestow, connection between us, and the final goal, which is love thy friend as thyself, from each one to everyone else. And if they don't work correctly, then we see ourselves that from generation to generation we fall, decline, get confused more and more until we forget why we exist. PT
9. We learn that the only way to ascend is connection, and also when we study to understand it isn't so important. So why is Baruch Sulam explaining all this so deeply?
There are two things here that we shouldn't get confused about. On the one hand, there's a lot of wisdom here, and we need to learn. We need to know the degrees and paths through which we need to advance. And that is through the mind and through scrutiny, and we need to put a lot of power into it. On the one hand, that's one. However, when we enter the path and want to advance in it, then there is annulment. And this annulment also requires a lot of wisdom. Why? What do I need to nullify? Towards whom do I nullify? And so on. So don't think that we now need to just cancel our brains and emotions and just nullify as in becoming like just something that lies on the ground and that's it. No, I'm not dead. I don't cancel my mind, my emotion. On the contrary, with my mind and with my emotion, I have to do a lot of actions intellectually and emotionally to reach a point where I'm above my emotion and above my mind and completely dedicate myself to the upper force. So the development is actually not through erasing myself. I I am concerned about myself and the group in the sense that only through our mutual annulment to each other we can nullify towards the Creator, and to that extent He then influences us, and then we advance as an embryo, and then we are born and we advance as an infant until we achieve the complete correction. But it's not that we don't want to work with our mind and emotion. We need a lot of mind and a lot of emotion in order to nullify what we've got and then receive in exchange spiritual mind and emotion.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3. Maybe to continue on Shaul's question, what does it mean that the Kabbalists installed a ladder for us? What's the role of the sages in advancing the person, and what's the role of the Creator?
The role of the sages is to give us a direction, like Bala Sulam does. And our role is to take this direction, study it, and try to implement it. That's it. So how many Kabbalists like that do we have? One in every 10 generations. And we have to try to study from what they wrote, what they left us, or even in what they taught us, how to advance. And in this way, we will advance and do it.
What's the ladder?
The ladder are those degrees that we have to go through in our annulment, from the degree of root 1, 2, 3, 4, and in that way, 5 times 5 times 5 is 125 degrees. In this way, every man, every group, and all together until we reach the full, complete correction.
And Kabbalists establish this ladder?
No, that's the upper light from above downward. The Kabbalists just explain creation. They don't create creation.
Thank you.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Rav, this endless pit, is it's only for Israel, not for the nations of the world, right?
Only to Israel, meaning only those who want to ascend and attain the purpose of creation. And if there are people, and 99% of them, the most of them, don't want to attain the purpose of creation, they don't have such a desire. Not that they're guilty or, how do I say it?
Mefagrim.
Eh?
Mefagrim.
Falling behind?
Behind. Not that they're falling behind. So it's not right. The Creator gave those more desire and those less desire. And we're only speaking about the work. And the end of corrections is equal to everyone. Each one attains all, and each one is connected to all, and each one is implementing all of it. But on the path there are changes. One man will help his friend. So those who have a desire, a big yearning for spiritual attainment, so they don't have a lot of forces, and they need to work hard in order to connect to the Creator, and then connect to the Achap, to humanity, and pass all the abundance from the Creator to humanity, and humanity must connect to them, as we learn, and in such a way they will work with one another.
Humanity also, they also need someone wise who will lead them.
Those Gilgalta and I, meaning us, we are those wise ones towards humanity. Pakach, from the word to open his eyes and see forward. Humanity doesn't have eyes. You see what they're doing. They have no eyes.
And they too will achieve an Aran Chai?
They'll get to everything, but by connecting to us, thanks to them, we will also get the Aran Chai, because we are lacking vessels of reception. And by that, we will mutually help one another.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. You talked about leadership before. Is there anything we can do between us, within us, to find that quality?
Which?
Leadership.
We just have to try and get better in dissemination. As much as we will go into dissemination, organize it more stronger, broader, more approachable, by this, from us, more and more people that are successful in it will come out in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to the general public, and they will be our leaders, the leaders of humanity.
Safon Shtaim.
North 2.
Rav, what is this degree called sage or wise?
Chacham.
The sage or the wise is the one who attains the degree at its fullest, that the light of mercy can clothe in it, and afterwards also the light of Chochmah. And then in his attainment, he can see what is going to be born. And that's why he's called wise. PT 23.
Rav Baal Sulam writes that the first reason is the faith has diminished. Why did people decide to go after science and philosophy and not the internality of the Torah?
I don't understand what you're talking about. Who decided that? People who fell throughout the generations to philosophy and all kinds of wisdoms. That's because the wisdom of Kabbalah didn't live in the people, and it was prohibited to reveal it, and that was on purpose in order to let humanity go through a period of darkness, that it will be like in the Middle Ages, that they don't understand or feel anything, and only learn, study, like machines. And then we come to our days, from the time of the Ali to our days, that a new generation came that did not know all the previous generations, and they have a desire, our desire to achieve our teacher, meaning the Creator. And then we have to supply them with the method of attainment.
So the fall from the degree of faith was necessary?
Also then, what faith did they have? Just the period of darkness had to come, that after that a new generation would rise. Just as we see in our times, it's just like that taking place in this way. And we see all the billions of people in the world, as much as they are completely disconnected from the purpose of life, from the source of life, why they exist, nothing. Our earth, it's as if just flying through the darkness in this vacuum of the universe and for what? Why? Where's the reason to all this? Nobody's asking. The darkness is still going on, and we will need to start expelling that darkness. That's why I'm saying that the study and organizing it on our own and disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is actually what we need to do. And then for sure, we will give contentment to the Creator and reach the correction. New York 4.
Can an egoistic person annul himself to his friends, by force, or only the light can perform that on him?
Only the light. What does it mean, a Kabbalist? A Kabbalist is like a regular person, but he has a connection with the Creator, and he can invite the light that reforms to fix him, to correct him, if he discovers some discernments that need to be corrected. That's it.
The question is, we say that I need to annul myself, so I'm looking for the place where I can annul myself and what I need to do to annul myself. And when I look, it turns out I can't really do anything. Only the Creator can do that on me. Anything that I do is egoistic.
Correct. But you need to do it, and you need to ask, and you need to discover what the changes are that you want, and that these changes will also be desired in the eyes of the Creator. And with the friends, you need to organize and ask the Creator to make these changes, meaning you have a lot of work, and the Creator is just working by correcting. But you need to scrutinize what to correct, how to ask Him to correct. You have a lot of work. And it is entirely called the work of the Creator, that you are preparing an area for the Creator to do it. And by that, you crown Him upon all the land, meaning all the desire, that as He created it, now He's correcting it.
Nikolaev, Sochi.
So it turns out that Baal Sulam, he felt sharply our progress into this pit that we feel now. He says that the wisdom of Kabbalah becomes forgotten. And I wrote the ladder so the people can rise. So when he writes, I paved the path and wrote this ladder, my commentary, so that every person can go deep through that. But it's not for every person. Even from the 1,000 people who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, only one can advance, really. So
you're right. The ones who can ascend are only few. But in our times, we are reaching a state that more and more people also feel a need to enter spiritual ascent, and even if they don't feel the need, they still feel the necessity from all kinds of reasons that we must know why we exist, what we exist for, what's the end of all this, what can we do in order to save ourselves from this pit, and so on. And that's why in our times it's already different. And everybody needs to. Millions and billions will need and will join this movement that is searching for a way to correct themselves and the world. The world means what a person feels inside him and how they can change the perception of reality, that now they feel as if reality is outside of them. They'll start feeling that reality is in them, and only in them is where this whole universe and the stars and everything is only in man. And in this way, they can change their attitude towards reality.
А можно сказать, что мы своим распространением должны вот к этой лестнице Бальсулама какие-то еще свои лестницы.
Can we say that through our dissemination, we need to add some rungs to this ladder so that people can rise to it? Like he writes, that then the goal will be achieved.
Of course, we have to add ourselves and build a spiritual ascent that will be mutual to everybody and pull people into it and help all humanity climb this ladder.
А это можно как-то, ну, кем-то, я понимаю, вы уже комментировали, но в наше время...
Is it possible that, I understand you explained it already, but in our time, in our generation, is it possible to formulate this ladder in a simpler language?
That's why I'm telling all of you, start disseminating, start writing and putting it into all kinds of places, write short stories, something, and people will get inspired by it, and in this way, you'll help humanity advance. That's something we have to do. And not to stop. Just, you don't know as much as each one who is doing it is gaining. By this, you are disseminating the name of the Creator in the world. Okay.
Получается, в наше время вот в эти там третьи, четвертые, вы говорили, там десятые волны будут накатывать страдания.
It turns out that in our time, you said there is going to be a third and a wave and a fourth wave, even a tenth wave of COVID or something else. Do we need to tie these processes together to the latter?
Yeah, but we'll talk about it more.
Shalom Rav, usted recién dijo que el avance de la humanidad hacia la espiritualidad depende de nuestra.
You just said that.
¿Qué es lo más importante que debemos entregar al mundo en este momento en cuanto a
dice? Humanity's progress towards spirituality depends on our dissemination. What is the thing that we need to communicate? What's the essence of our message?
The essence of our message is, in a gentle way, to talk about it, that if we connect, we take ourselves away from all trouble to the extent that we are connected, even in nations, even between nations, we by this cause the force of the good to spread between us, and by that we will keep ourselves from all problems and trouble that are ready to come into our world and bring us suffering. If we don't prepare ourselves, we'll get suffering. To the extent we do prepare ourselves to connection, we will get the opposite. Nice and good actions that will work in our benefit. And we have no choice. The quicker we can, we have to prepare ourselves to the connection between us and to see history that will come, that it will all be as nice and good and for our benefit, for the benefit of humanity.
Ita 4. Rav, per cui l'azione finale della divulgazione è anche dare contentezza al Borè?
So the final action of dissemination is also to bring contentment to the Creator?
Of course. In this way, when the Creator created to give us contentment on our behalf. We have to do the same action, only in an opposite way from us towards the Creator, in order to give contentment to Him.
Niv,
where were you?
Item 59. All those who knows the ins and outs of the, again, all those who know the ins and outs of the book of Zohar, meaning understand what is written in it, unanimously agree that the Zohar was written by the godly Tana, a sage from the time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only some of those who are far from this wisdom doubt this pedigree and tend to say, relying on fabricated tales of opposers of this wisdom, that its author is the Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe De Leon or others of his time.
Again.
59 again. All those who know the ins and outs of the book of Zohar, meaning understand what is written in it, unanimously agree that the Zohar was written by the godly Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only some of those who are far from this wisdom doubt this pedigree and tend to say, relying on fabricated tales of opposers of this wisdom, that its author is the Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe De Leon or others of his time.
Ken.
Yes. No questions about it. We also don't really belong to it. In our times, I don't think there's anybody doubting this. Just maybe he's lacking wisdom, so he wants to bring himself out more than everybody, so he could be saying this. Next.
Item 60. As for me, since the day I've been endowed by the light of the Creator with a glance into this holy book, it has not crossed my mind to question its origin, for the simple reason that the content of the book brings to my heart the merit of the Tana Rashbi, far more than all other Tanaim. And if I were to clearly see that its author is some other name, such as Rabbi Moshe De Leon, then I would praise the merit of Rabbi Moshe De Leon more than all the Tanaim, including Rashbi. Indeed, judging by the depth of the wisdom in the book, if I were to clearly find that its composer is one of the 48 prophets, I would consider it much more acceptable than to relate it to one of the Tanaim. Moreover, if I were to find that Moses himself received it from the Creator himself on Mount Sinai, then my mind would really be at peace, for such a composition is worthy of him. Hence, since I've been blessed with compiling a sufficient commentary that enables every examiner to acquire some understanding of what is written in the book, I think I'm completely excused from further toil in this examination. For any person who is knowledgeable in the Zohar will now settle for no less than the Tana Rashbi as its composer.
So, this doesn't really belong to us. There were all kinds of arguments who the Book of Zohar belongs to, because it was concealed for many years, and it was found supposedly by chance. That's how it is with all the writings of the Kabbalists, like the writings of the Ari, too. that the book of Zohar is at least 2,000 years old and the Ari is 500 years ago. So what's the problem? But again, until they discovered them and took them out of the cellar, some box there, and started organizing them, there were problems with all of that. And also, it's not the actual writings of the Ari, it's the writings of Malchut, Rav Chaim Vital, his student, that wrote what the Ari was speaking. Anyway, there is an issue with the writings of the Kabbalists. Always, it all comes from the state that the Creator gives conditions on the path and the way He reveals Himself to the created beings, that they won't make any false forms of it. That's why He reveals it in a way that are already prepared. For all kinds of false actions. And we are already after all this. Once Baal HaSulam showed up, so Rabash came and we organized all these writings, also the book of the Zohar, also the writings of the Kabbalist, and we reached a state that everything is before us in our website, free for everybody, and in as many languages. We want it to be and be revealed in all languages. We're always searching for more and more people that can translate more, organize more these texts, these books. Whoever can, whoever wants to, can write us to Board World Kli, I guess, right?
Yes.
And we will keep going. We can bring all the writings of the Kabbalah to the regular, simple person. And also our lesson. We are studying in this way like a year and a half, 2 years, according to excerpts. Something like that. So also we want this style to also get in and be accepted upon the whole world, because this, I think, is, I think, the most correct form, that it's short excerpts, so we can read them on one hand. On the other hand, it's excerpts by Kabbalists, Baal HaSulam, Rabash. They are the last ones, the strong ones that feel and understand reality correctly, all of it. And that's why we, in such a way, can advance and read all of the books, the long books. We don't have time to read all of them. We are working in lack of time, but in this way we can learn. That's why it is worth going into dissemination as much as possible, and then we can actually see how it works. So, Latin 1.
Hola, Rav. Precisamente, Rav, de lo que usted
está hablando, hay una comunidad. Exactly about what you just said, there is a community of the Latin friends. We organized that each 10 has a day in the week where each 10 leads the Zohar community, which is something open to the general public. We broadcast on Facebook. There's a group of 6,000 people that are just meeting for a Zohar reading, something simple.
There's a few video clips there too, an invitation and preparation for how to read the Zohar, and we just review the sources of Kabbalah Lam. Today we had a meeting, we looked at the status of the project, and we'd like to renew the strength of the group of friends who are making a great effort to just read, and in a very simple way, read the sources to the public. It's something that is not too complicated, and it's not a direct teaching, but the Zohar is already known in the world as something very important. And the Latin department began this project, initiated it. So we want your thought, your blessing. We know you're with us, and just want you to strengthen us in this dissemination effort that all the Latin tens are doing. Can you maybe say a word about it?
I wish you the best of luck in this dissemination. We want to participate. I think all B'nai Baruch that are here want to participate with you, and in whatever we can, please bring us in there, pull us into this work. It is blessed, and I'm really yearning for the times that we go through these Corona limitations, and I'll be able to come again also to Mexico and also to South America and to meet you and be with you. No problem. It is still all before us. It's all before us. And thank you. He's a great veteran. How many years has he been with us? More than 20 years, I think. Very important. He is a pillar in South America, really. Okay, friends. By this, we will end. We just have Nikolav Sochi. You want to ask?
Да, Раф, вот хоть Бааль Сулам вот писал.
Yes, Rav. Baal Sulam, even though he wrote 70 years ago, he saw the lack of life in his generation 70 years ago. But when we look at them, it looks different. He says the darkness was already there. So what's the advantage in our time? How will we be able to communicate what Baal Sulam couldn't and was disappointed? So
in Baal Sulam's time, people still thought that socialism and communism and all kinds of things, all the revolutions there and everything, they thought they could still succeed in giving humanity an answer on why they're alive and for what and so on. I think in our times, it's not on the list of importance of people. We just want to drag this life out the way it is. Nobody's putting any big achievements he needs, nothing. That's why everybody's really despaired. I think that now all kinds of unpleasant forms of nature will just finish off all of this despair, and we will advance to the necessity of the correction. And then from no choice, we will turn to the Kabbalists, to Bnei Baruch, and ask them for the method of correction in order to at least in something mitigate the final stages of the correction. And in this, I am ending today. I will see you as usual tomorrow morning.
So, a moment before we conclude, we have an announcement from Info. Please.
Info.
Info.
Shalom, חברים. אנחנו רוצים להזמין את כולם.
Hello, friends. We want to invite everyone this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. We're going to have a meal for celebrating the 15th of Av, the Day of Love. We are now after with a renewed spirit after Between the Straits period. We'll meet a little something to eat, a little something to drink, mostly to connect, and we'll continue to clarify how we bring our hearts, all of our hearts together in these meals, in these meetings on Sundays. So 6:30 p.m., bring your heart. It'll be powerful. Thank you, and our schedule for today from 10 to 10:30, Rav Lightman with Michael Senilevich. It'll be a program about spiritual states, and from 10:45 to 11:15, live program with Rav Lightman and Igal and Masha Reznik. And our Saturday schedule, 2:45 to 3, we have our lesson preparation, 3 to 6 lesson, 1:45 to 2 p.m. Israel time, lesson preparation, 2 to 3 men's lesson, 3 to 4 women's lesson, and 4 to 4:30, the women continue to the Women World Gathering. Song.
No para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano. La mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado. Unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Y ala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Y ala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Con fuerza la paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Ya la, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Ya la, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. canten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra